have any black inside you? Would you like some? Like some? You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don't see we got the right one. That right one in the club, always the flyest. Always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke. She on that diet. She bat her eyelids. That girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire. $100 bills. Look at you, look at you. $100 bills. This ain't new, this ain't new. From that Paris, Lindsay, Brittany, Mary Kate and Whitney. People say that they claim don't bull me. Tell us you spending daddy's cash. Your girlfriend's jealous. You got the fattest. One down to pee, one trying to leave. It's hot as, but you just dying to ski. It's clear as black and white, like a fat panda. Your brain is Magic City, your nose is Atlanta. I said think about your future, you can't do that tomorrow. But you don't hear a word, you see the SLR. You like, hey Pharrell, I ain't trying to kill your mood, but I can do the Star Trek sign. See, killer dude. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. Now she got high hopes just to say hi to us. She want the high life, she like them higher ups. She know we high rolling, she know it's high stakes. That's why she high speeding out on that highway. She say she high maintenance, she say she high fashion. She say she high priced, I think she high capping. She had her high heels, I had my high tops. Sipping the high C, eating no high drops. I asked her how I feel up on this high rise. She said this high score, this was the highlight. She got her high pod, bumping her high tones. This higher education, welcome to high school.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line.
All the girls standing in the line.
All the girls standing in the line.
Yeah. Crown made of powder. Everybody knows who the king of the flow be. All I hear is okie. Every line is okie. All you rappers okie dokie. You don't paint pictures. I paint Murakamis on you. And I'm Ye Speedy Bag. Buy and sell. I can accommodate your clientele. Shamu, wait. Reach your scales. P to the ush up. With a name like that, what you look for? More or less like P with the hookup. Hit me on the bathroom if you want it cooked up. Ride with me as I'm switching lane to lane. And my play clothes as I'm ripping grain. And a hell of it's how I write my name. Whether something hard, Kane is Kane.
And welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm your host for the next hour. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. That's right, we're getting it in. I hope you are too. My name is Remick Benice. Yes, I'll be your host for the next hour. So I don't know if you're on the couch, chilling, taking a break from the kids, whatever you're doing, do you, all right? Well, we're just going to chill for a minute. By a minute, I mean an hour. That's for you folks who do not know fancy slang. If that's even fancy, you should know by now. All right. So, yes. But welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn. Boom. I am your host, Remy Benice. Boom. I will be talking to you for the hour. We'll be testing and doing things. Boom. Can you hear me in your headset there?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Loud and clear. And can you just speak up in the...
Boom. Mic check 1 2 1 2.
Yeah, this is how we do. We're doing mic checks live on the air because that's how I do things. because hey, who's got time to do pre-production?
Nobody.
Right?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody's got time for that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Boom. So hey, shout out to everyone out there. We're gonna do some business first, and then we'll move on with the show. Once again, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. Hey, everybody out there in Radio Town, thank you for supporting this show. And if you'd like to support anything on Radio Free Brooklyn, please log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Yes, if you'd like to if you'd like to sponsor a show, please, by all means, go on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. We can set up a sponsorship for the radio or for a show, per se. Ooh, that might be some sponsorship coming in. Who knows?
Bling, bling.
Yeah. So, yes, once again, go on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And thank you for supporting Freeform Radio. Caw-caw! All right. Good. Now that that's out the way, we are live. Speaking from the dungeon that was digged out for El Chapo, but apparently he's not here to use it. So we decided to do a radio show out of here. My name is Remick, by the way, and this is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Yay. And this week, I have my first guest on the show.
Hey.
Oh, applaud everybody. Yes.
Yeah,
finally,
clap
we
it
got
up.
It done.
Clap it up.
Yes. First guest. I knew somebody would find out where Bushwick was. Who knew?
It's like Narnia.
It is. It is. It's a quest. It's a quest.
Quite a quest.
Right. Did you need some water or something like that or something? You okay? Because we have none. We have none.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So don't bother asking. But I'm just saying. Stay thirsty, my friend. Anyway. but our first guest is a man I know for years. My man, 50 grand, $2 on the side, let me slide. Boo. If you see him in the streets, you know him as Voodoo. But
Mr. Voodoo,
Mr. Voodoo in the house. Give it up for Mr. Voodoo.
Hey.
Boom.
I just did my own bell.
Yes, that's okay. That's right. Because you know why? If I had people here, I would have them bell you.
Yeah.
But
you're
hey.
Get a bell guy. You're going to step up one of these days.
One of these days. You know, I'm going to be like Barrington Levy. I'm going to be stepping in hotter this year. But until then, this is it. This is it. We in mom's basement talking shit. Anyway, please feel
nice basement,
yeah.
Nice.
Please feel free to talk shit or
shout out to Brooklyn all day, every day. Facts, facto,
no
alternative
doubt.
Facts.
Okay, make
feel
that
me?
Happen. Got you, got
That's
you.
How we do it in the hood
all day, every day.
You know
what I mean? Boom,
boom. I'm on Instagram Live right now.
Brah.
I got one viewer. You feel me? Shout out to you.
Yes. There you go. You know,
but for really though, tune in right now, RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Check
That's
out
right.
My brother's show here, Butt, Sweat, and Beers. My boy Remy, I've known him for quite a few years now, man. Since, what is that, 2012?
Probably. It's been a minute.
Yeah,
like
Bowery days.
Our president was still black at the time.
He
yes.
Was. He was a black man.
He was a black man. Now he's just black-hearted, but it is what it is. What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to log on to Facebook Live as we do this show and everything like that. And if you're listening in classically on the on Radio Free Brooklyn, if you'd like to talk to us, please talk to us now. And if you would like to call in at 718-928-9732. I will be fielding questions for the next 15, maybe 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? But then once we go on Facebook Live, we're just going to be talking trash and having a nice dialogue between us, talking about the bullet points of the day.
Does that work better than the Instagram Live, you feel?
You know what? I don't. For some reason, I've been going with the Facebook Live, and I've been getting a whole lot of, like, if I don't necessarily get viewers, you know, from the top,
right.
I'll get, like, people who view the show afterwards.
Right,
I have
right.
not tried the Instagram Live. You know what?
I'll let you know how it goes.
Please, by all means.
So
you know, because
not so good.
You know, look, you got one viewer.
I got one dedicated.
You know what's worse than one viewer?
Have to do viewer.
Exactly. You know what's worse than one viewer?
What?
None viewer. That's exactly.
True. At least it's not my mom.
Exactly. Oh, there you
That'll
go.
Be her
I'm just saying. Shout out to moms.
Hey, mom.
You know what I'm saying? Be quick on the trigger. You know what I'm saying?
She's
like, oh, mom's got Wi-Fi. She's got to get out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh.
The worst thing that could have ever happened was her getting in social media. That was
I've got this thing about, you know, keeping old people off of, like, technology, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Away from it. Like, once I hear, if my dad, I like, because I keep him away from the Facebook.
Yeah.
And if I see my dad gets Facebook, I'm like, you know what? We're done. I'm
make social media great again.
Yeah, yo. I'm like, geez, keep like, hey, don't you got to go to a bingo parlor? I can't stand. Like,
something,
come on, man. I love you, but you know, You got LA. Hey, man, stay away. Stay away. This is for the young ones. This is for Generation Wi-Fi and, and nobody who fought in World War II or who could have been eligible for World War II. I'm just saying. Good, but I care. But I love you. You know what I'm saying? Good looking out on the rent.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying? Man. But whatever, whatever. Anyway, I usually do the weather right at this point. Okay. So tonight in Brooklyn, it's 44 degrees. Feels like 40 with a chance of showers coming in with cloudy skies. Late night. It's going to be a crescent moon followed by some more cloudy skies. With the humidity at 73 degrees, with the wind coming in at 7 miles from the south at 7 miles per hour. And that was the weather. For anybody who cares, not a damn soul.
Fucking February. Get a grip. Yeah, it feels like February.
It feels like February. I'm like, what is February? It feels like stick your hand in the freezer and keep it there for a half an hour. That's February. All right. Like, get over yourself.
Oh, shit. Let me try this motherfucking Facebook.
Don't do it. No, it's all good. It's all good. I'm going to get on the Facebook Live. Let's see what the Radio Free Brooklyn. So, yeah, man. But thank you for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
I saw the rain coming down, and I thought, like, oh, you're about to cancel out, because that's what people do, right?
You know what? My whole life changed ever since I got a vehicle. I feel like the world is my oyster.
Right.
I've seen more boroughs, more parts of the boroughs than I ever have in my whole life.
Right. I mean, no, absolutely. Like, because, you know, you got wheels.
Yeah.
You know, now there's no reason why you can't go to Yonkers for some reason. You're like, you know,
I
can
find some reasons.
Yeah. You know, this is true. It is Yonkers.
It's a catch 22. There's some boroughs I just refuse to be in. It's really.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm not going to Staten Island. Like, I don't care. Staten Island, like, whatever. Staten Island can always remain a mystery to me. I mean, shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan. I love y'all.
I did a 2-year bid there. That was not fun.
Yeah, see? I'm like, what? Stapleton?
Not
what?
Fucking fun. I literally lived across the street from the projects they came out of, Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, word?
It was like living in the United Nations of crackheads, living on that block, man. It was like crackheads of every creed. It was Asian crackheads. There were white crackheads. There were Spanish. There were Native American crackheads.
Native
American crackheads with feathers in their hair.
What, you had people's like well, one smoke slow.
It's too much.
One smoke slow. Boom.
It's actually where I got the moniker voodoo from.
Oh, word.
Of all my accoutrements that I wear, the drug dealers that used to try to sell me weed every day.
Right. Oh, really?
They used to call me, "Hey, Voodoo. Hey, Mr. Voodoo. Hey, you want to buy this voodoo, buy this weed, voodoo."
Let me see this accoutrement you wear. Like, shout out to your accoutrement. Let's get a zoom in here.
It's a little, like, a little of this.
Because I'm like, it's kind of dope. It's kind of super dope. I can't pull it off. If I do it, I look like CeeLo Green met Mr. T.
It's not a bad look. CeeLo Green's been going pretty extreme nowadays. So it's like, you know, might not be a bad look for you necessarily. Son. You're not exactly all gold. All
right. True. For those of you just listening in, I got my man Voodoo in the house. My first guest.
Hey.
Oh, Cherry Broken. What's going on? Boom. And shout outs to everybody watching on Facebook Live. Yeah, I'm still here. Like, boom, that ain't me. I ain't light skinned. There goes Ram. There you go.
He's been replaced. Now this show will have millions of viewers. He's replaced by the light skin.
Look at that. You know, and then the light skin tendencies came out. Look at you. Shame, sir.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but I was talking to somebody about the Grammys. Did you even watch?
I saw all the way up into Bruno Mars tribute to Prince.
Right.
And then I think I had to go to work after that.
Yeah.
So then I skedaddled.
Yeah. Bruno Mars kills it. I mean,
he's a beast.
For those of you who not necessarily a Bruno Mars fan, like, look, somewhere between the two Super Bowls he done and everything else, and like, hey, let that dude shine. You know, because I'll put it like this. Michael Jackson ain't coming out that grave. Prince ain't coming out that grave.
It's not happening.
All we got is Bruno Mars and Morris Day and the Time. And Morris, you know, is on his last call. So shout out to Bruno Mars. That dude, he's getting it in. I don't hate him. He's doing all right for himself.
He's doing very well.
He's doing
short guys justice. He's doing short guys.
You know what?
He's bringing it back in style.
He is.
Short guy that was an icon was Prince. There was no name another short guy that made it that to that type of level.
Here's something. You know what I'm saying? Here's one that nobody thinks about when you think about short guys. Raphael Saadiq.
You know, I didn't know he was that damn short.
Until
I seen him in person, I was like, holy shit.
Raphael,
that's a small man.
Raphael Saadiq is
crazy.
Like, if you have at least, if you have that one, you know, that little change pocket,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying,
in your
jeans, and you didn't have, and you had like a, and you were driving home in like, I don't know, a Mini Cooper, and that was packed, and Raphael Saadiq asked you for a ride, you can stick him in that little change pocket. Because that's a little dude. That's a little dude. Yo, shout out to little dudes out there. I'm just saying, do you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The tiny, like, just, like, I remember I used to work at BET 106 in Park and when they came out to the CBS studios, and I was a page over there. And I remember standing there right in front of the studio, and they were like, they mentioned over the radio, they were like, like talent's coming in, and we knew Raphael Saadiq was supposed to be in that day.
Right.
So, like, the elevator opens, and then you have two of the security guards walk out, and you know what I'm saying? It's like super huge dudes wearing black and everything like that. Hey, EJ, shout out to you. Shout out to DB. Frick! Good to see you. Rocha, what's going on?
Sidebar, this Facebook Live thing is way better.
I told you.
I've had a couple people pop in already.
Exactly. Shout out to
Pun right there, my cousin Pun. Shout out to my little brother. My brother wants me to shout out his little side business. He builds computers.
This motherfucker.
It's at Vega Built Gaming.
This guy.
It's at Vega Built Gaming.
All right, fine.
Gaming
Look at you.
Systems.
All right, that sounds good. You know, everybody's got a game. What's going on?
Shout out to my boy's mom.
It never rains in Southern California.
It's raining in. I'm famous now, bitch. That's all I ever wanted.
Yeah. Oh, wait. But let's get back to the story.
Yeah, yeah.
So the security comes off the elevator, and I'm like, all right, cool. And then the producer, she comes off and she's talking to him. And then what I thought I saw was a small child come out
in the tiniest Versace suit.
No, I thought I saw a small child wearing like a tunic or dashiki, and I was like, "Oh my god!" They turned around because they had the hardest Caesar I've ever seen. I was like, "Oh my god, that's Raphael Saadiq! Are you?" And then it just blew my mind. I was done. I was done.
Wow.
Like forever. I was like,
is he taller than me or am I taller than him?
Oh, no, you're taller than him. You're dunking.
That makes me feel good.
You're dunking with, like, two hands over him.
Like a play school gym.
Yo, you are NBA All-Star Weekend Bobbin. Starts with you.
Bobbin.
Yo, Raphael, he's a tiny, 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 like, woo, it's a small world after all. That is a, woo, I've never in my life, I've never had, like, I've had my mind blown by seeing certain things, but when I saw him coming off there and he was wearing his little fancy little top, and his top was crazy because it was like one of these things where, you know, if it was larger, CeeLo Green could have worn it. You know what I'm saying? It was one of these like tops where the sleeve was attached to the body,
wow.
Kind of sort of. You know what I'm saying? It looked like he had wings.
He's angelic.
Yeah.
It was very angelic.
And it was just crazy. And I was like, this dude, like, are you fucking kidding me?
Now, to counter that, you know who shocked me as being taller than I thought they would be in person? Spike Lee. I thought I was taller than him. He's actually not that small.
No. Spike, I mean, he
surrounds himself by taller actors.
Exactly.
In his movies, I suppose. He's not the tallest guy in the world.
No.
But he's got me by like an inch or two.
I mean,
he had some thick sneakers on that day. It might have been the sneakers.
That could have been it. That could have been it. He could have been wearing his like his Mars Blackmans and everything like that.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, shout out to Spike Lee. You know what I'm saying? Boom. 40 acres of the mule. All we got is us. Boom, boom, boom. Put some more Struzzi on it. So, I'm just saying, yo, Raphael Saadiq, if you ever see him in the streets and you owe him a nickel, You can keep that nickel in your pocket.
Opposite end of that spectrum.
Go ahead.
Shaquille O'Neal. That is a giant behemoth of a man.
Yo.
I saw him coming out of, I was going to this this hookah lounge one time, somewhere in Midtown.
Right.
It's a very strange place. I've been there twice, and it was both times very weird vibes. They had like belly dancers and stuff.
Oh,
it's like,
this sounds good. Go on. You know, go on.
It was fun, but like, you know, you had to really kind of get yourself into the vibe type shit. You had to get a couple drinks in you for, you know, to get with the mix.
That's cool.
Anyway, he came out and I thought he was just a really huge bouncer.
Right.
And it turns out it was friggin' Shaquille O'Neal. He looks 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, and then he goes and walks across the street.
Yeah.
You know, he says what's up to me. Walks across the street and gets into the tiniest Bentley. He just had to do a full squat before he actually got to slide into that car.
Right.
You know, and then peeled off. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
To make a Bentley look small was ridiculous.
He's like, that's a gigantic human being. Like, I'm talking about
Shaq's fighting Big Show at WrestleMania this year. Didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
that's crazy.
That's crazy. Okay. I mean, like Shaq is a gigantic human being. I'm talking about one of his legs are about the size of about, you know, was it 40% of the population? I was like,
it's twice the size of the population of China.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yo, he goes in China. Like, hey, this is not like if they sent him there for the witness protection program, then he gone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, like we find you now. We see you.
Well, you can go to China. They'll think you're Shaq.
You are not Mountain.
They'll think you're Shaq if you go.
Like,
to China.
Yo, that dude is huge. Like, yeah. Pause. I'm just saying. Like, oh my God, yo.
I'm on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Hey, shout out to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Check it out. Whoa. The name of the show
is
Butt, Sweat, and Beer.
That's right. Butt, Sweat, and Beers. That's right.
Butt, Sweat, and Beers.
If you're lounging, chilling, and feeling like a villain, welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Tune in. Oh, boom. Shout outs to EJ for watching on Facebook Live. Thank you. Shout out to Jennifer Mosley. Oh, I see you. Boom. Steven Jobs. Steve, I haven't seen you in forever.
You know Steve Jobs?
No, not Steve Jobs. I'm going to switch
this. I thought you said Steven Jobs. No, I said, how? How'd you do that?
I'm sorry. So I said Steven Styles. Maybe I said Steven Jobs. I apologize. I've had a whiskey or two before I got in here. Oh, shame. Nice. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. No judgments.
No judgments.
This is the non-judgment hour of the Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Shout out to Blair. Boom. Shout out to everybody watching on Radio Free Brooklyn. And shout out to everybody who's watching on Facebook Live. Yeah, in studio for the hour. I got my man 50 Grant, $2 on the side. Let me slide.
Hey.
Boom, voodoo. Like, boom, this is my guy.
What
like,
do the kids do nowadays? Gang, 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 gang.
Wait, hold on. Let's do that again.
Gang.
Is that it? Boom. You mean you're like, what gang are you with? You're with the couch gang? Like, look at you, man. You lying. Look at you. You taxpayer. You shut your mouth.
Slang language of America gang.
There you go. Stop playing.
Donate.
Shout out to Margaret Dodge. Hey, boom. Like, listen to Dodge.
Hey, City. Uncle Ralphie. Shout out to my Uncle Ralphie. I just tuned in.
Shout out to Dio. Shout out to Dodge City. Listen to Dodge City on Radio Free Brooklyn. Boom. Make that happen. Anyway, so, all right. So, our bullet points for the week, I believe, let's see. It's, so we're still in the dumpster fire here in America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to shit. Like, here's
fucking head basket.
If you told anybody, like, I feel bad for people who voted for 45, like, because that's the cleanest thing I can call him. He's 40. Like, he's president number 45 in the list of.
What do they call him now? I saw someone on Facebook. Scrotus.
Oh, Scrotus.
That was pretty good.
Oh, so-called. Oh.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So-called.
What was this? So-called whatever. I can't.
Fuck is the R? They didn't think that through.
No. It was
so-called.
Something. Scrotus.
Right now, the United States. Something.
If somebody knows what Scrotus means, look it up and hit us up. I can't remember. Like, somewhere between the drinks. I apologize.
But yeah, everything's the shit. Everything's on fire.
Yeah, everything is on fire. And my thing is, for those people who actually believe that this guy was going to come in and be like Ronald Reagan Part 2.
Oh, like, that was great.
Oh, my God. Yo, I said, and when people talk about Ronald Reagan, yo, sidebar. When people talk about Ronald Reagan as if, like, oh, yeah, he was like Jesus Christ's little brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, his full name was Ronald Reagan Christ. I'm like, no, you didn't go to the Bronx. You didn't see what he did. Does anybody not remember this thing called Iran-Contra?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where he was like, oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Iran-Contra. Yeah. We're like, boom. We'll set up this war. We'll get rid of the Russians. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, by the way, we're going to also push crack into the hood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get rid of all those darkies. And scene. You know what I'm saying? Problem solved. You know what I'm saying? The first Make America Great Again movement. So eat dicks, motherfucker. When people talk about Ronald Reagan, like, you know, he was the best thing that ever happened. I'm like, no.
They're delusional. Like, people are delusional, man. They pick and choose what parts of history they want to pay attention to or remember. Their selective memory.
Always.
You know?
Always.
What part of history of Trump they chose to select, I have no idea that they convinced themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be one thing if there was something to hold on to that was proven of him doing some sort of progressive anything.
Right.
But there's nothing. There's nothing tangible. There's nothing there. It's not even charitable.
Right.
You know, he even steals the charity money. You know, blatantly.
Well, that's just a business. Crazy. That's just a business that needs to be funneling money to him.
Jesus,
you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's technically make Trump great again. You know what I'm saying? Like, so whatever. I for people who bought into the madness and voted for him and they were like, well, it's finally, we're going to get a businessman as a president to get back online in this country and we've lost our ways. I'm like, well, clearly you did vote for a businessman and you sold your soul to Bernie Madoff 2.0. You idiots.
Morons. It's them. I blame the ignorant Midwest, and I blame the weak white liberals.
Oh, yes.
That's who I blame. That's who I blame.
And shout out to all my white listeners and white viewers out there. I'm not hating on white people when I say this. You know what? Because, truth be told, like, I got some flack election night because somebody was like, oh, dude, you really need to, you need to dial back. This is, like everybody's kind of in shock. I'm like,
nobody's in shock. I called this a year ago. How could you be in shock?
Yo,
how could you be in shock?
And my thing is like, look, the numbers, just go off the numbers, you know? Because the thing is, my whole thing was like, hey, like, was it 63% of white men? I'm like, all right, fine. But then I saw 65% of white men, 53% white women. I was like, and there we go.
That's it.
And I was like, look,
that's all you need.
Because then they were like, well, you know, she didn't necessarily get the whole Obama coalition. I'm like, eat dicks.
The Obama coalition, all right, was just people that were sick of being in a bullshit war.
Right.
And people that woke up. That's what Obama coalition was, just people that became of voting age. That's what had Obama, besides him being amazing.
Right.
But that's what that was the X factor.
Thank
was
you.
That all the youth? That was the X factor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, and the progressive youth, you know, and he really didn't have any fucking adversaries Republican wise at the time. When you think about it, the biggest one he had was McCain, and then he fucked himself by having Sarah Palin as his running mate.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he shot himself in the damn foot. Then the next one was Mitt Romney. He never had a shot.
No,
he never had a shot. Come on.
Because this whole juxtaposing this whole, oh, well, Hillary didn't necessarily touch ground with, you know what I'm saying, like true voters and this and that. I'm like, wait a second. You said the same thing about Mitt Romney as Obama ran in the reelection when Mitt Romney was like, oh, 40% of you, you know what I'm saying, are poor and this and that. And all you want is entitlements.
Right.
I'm like, look. You can shift that argument back and forth. So it's almost like it's a bullshit argument. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I do not buy into it. Like, my whole thing is like, I understand frustration, but people do not understand these three words. It is. Hold on. I got to get these. No, that is. That was it. Oh. People need to understand these two words. Global economy.
Yeah. Most of the things
in your house that you buy, that you truly enjoy, that you buy for cheap, whether it be at, you know, your big stores or small stores, you know, are made elsewhere.
Yeah.
Not in this country. And once you try to take those take the manufacturing from back from those countries and put it here, well, now something happens where it's like, look, now the jobs are here.
Now it's unionized.
But here's
it costs more.
It costs more.
Be for real.
Stop playing, B.
Be for real. Like, learn something the fuck else. Because guess what? You weren't trying to make anything.
You weren't trying to make anything all this time.
You know, you got all these people. It's like, yo, what about the coal miners and all this shit? That's a fucking a dinosaur of a fucking job. It's a terrible job health wise. They're killing themselves,
right?
And they're only doing it. They're doing it as working as. It's not because there's any fucking, you know, commonality there. There's no common ground, common bond. Like, oh, this is what we do. This is, you know, helping the economy and this is helping the world. No, it's destroying the fucking world.
Right.
It's destroying the fucking, you know, the environment, and it's killing people.
Right. And my thing is, you know, these companies who want to just go with these old, these old ways of like making your money. I'm like, you know, I understand that and that's fine. But, you know, when you look at a place like West Virginia, when you talk about these coal towns or these places that like in Ohio that used to make parts, I'm like, B, you know, you gotta transform. This is the part of the Renaissance where it's like, you know, there's a dip, but now you need to, you know what I'm saying? You gotta wake up and then you gotta just do better. You can't, your children cannot or probably most likely will not inherit the jobs that you had.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The old days of Make America Great Again, of like those days where you can buy a little small little house somewhere in the hill, freaking Levittown or something. Like, that is gone.
But they got to understand the reasoning behind why it's gone in the first place.
I mean,
it's because the 1% is the one that's making all the money. You can't afford to live in a lot of these places. Look at Bushwick. Look where we're at right now.
I mean,
I can't afford to live in this neighborhood.
Right.
I've been to Brooklyn all my life.
No, absolutely.
I can't afford to live here. Why is that? Because this is not made for me anymore.
Right.
It still looks like it is. It still looks shitty. You know, and there's garbage all over the place and the occasional crackhead.
But here's even a big trap. Like, you have people who've lived in these neighborhoods all their lives and everything, but then you have developers who come in, you know, build new things, but don't necessarily afford that to, like, people who lived in that community.
Yeah.
Thus, they're just trying to push them out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous. It's going – and the thing is, it's not just New York. It's going on everywhere. It is what it is. It's just a whole lot of frustration. And the thing is, I understand the frustrations of everybody out there. Uh-oh.
Caller.
Let's see. We got a caller. Now, this is crazy. Folks who are on Facebook Live, please bear with us because most likely you probably won't be able to hear this. So, just bear with us. You'll probably just hear us talking back and forth. And let's see if we got this. Hello?
Remick.
Can you hear me?
I can hear the caller.
Hello, caller in your ear. What's going on?
Hello, Remick.
Yes.
Remember me from Penn State?
Do you remember you from Penn State?
That never ends off well.
Yeah, you have so many friends.
Hold on. Hold on. Tell me.
I want to know about your friend sitting over there.
Uh-oh.
Hey there.
Yeah, watch out. Jeez.
What about
me? Your friend sitting over there? Hold on. Let's see. Like, since you're online and everything like that, like, Jesus.
What do you need? What do you want to know about me, dear?
Is he single?
Oh no, unfortunately, my dear, I'm very much not.
Hold on, let me play that for
very
you.
Very much not. Dun, 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 dun.
Is that a no?
That's a negative, my dear. I'm very much so.
Okay, so Remnick.
Yes. What's up?
Let's go back to the Delta Party of 90.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. Man.
99.
All right. Go on. Delta Party of 99.
Delta is Omega.
Okay.
Know.
All right.
Q.
Cool.
Q Party.
All right. Go
you,
on.
You.
Yeah.
Sitting up there. Just going through the party.
Yeah, I was going through the party.
I love you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, my thing is, I'm not Greek. I'm not affiliated or anything like that.
I know you're not.
But at the same time.
I was with you.
Well, thank you. Like, well, hold on.
I'm a Zeta.
Oh, Jesus. This is, oh, Jesus.
Does he owe child support?
Hold on. Jesus. I'm trying to think.
Is Remy on child support right now?
Oh, my. Oh. Shout out to Jennifer Mosley at this time. Hey.
RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Hey, what's going on? Oh, my God. I haven't spoken in forever. How's life?
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Yeah. But
reunited and it feels so good.
Feels so good, yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing, Nick? Wait, can I say that?
You can say that. This is free form. Yeah.
How you doing, nigga?
What's up? What's up, motherfucker? Like, jeez. Oh. Like, bro. Shay, shout outs to you. Thank you for watching on Facebook Live and thank you for tuning in. Like
that. Yo, y'all are so hilarious. I swear.
Oh, that's great. That's
y'all
awesome.
Are hilarious.
You know, we try to spread peace and love throughout our travels. That's all we're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, uplift and, you know, pass the gift. That's all it is. Whatever. Boom.
Peace, love, and
hair. You do good. You know, I just want to shout you out and say, shout out to your homeboy because, yeah, he is fun.
Hold on. You're making me blush.
Here we go. Thank you very much.
I'm getting off the phone now.
No. It's okay. Like, boom. We're going to give him more shine on Facebook Live.
Appreciate
you. There
you
go.
Like, ooh, it's the voodoo look, factor.
You
it's
are
the voodoo
hilarious.
Factor. That's
anyway.
What's going on here.
Boo, thank you. Love you. Appreciate it. Mwah. Like, boo. Till we meet again.
Yeah, bye-bye. Back to you, bitch.
Yay. Boo. Shout out to the lasers.
All right, y'all have a good night, okay?
All right.
Have a good night. Boo. Shout out to
the bye.
Goodbye. Boo. Shout out. Hold on. Let me get this right. Shout out to the lasers. Zeta Phi Beta is Sorority Incorporated. They're amazing.
I got a question from
go ahead.
One of my... Facebook livers?
Yes, Facebook livers. Or
so it says, yeah. My boy Rashid Maximus, shout out to Rashid Maximus, old graphic arts head, says, I have a question. Hopefully you guys can get a good answer for it.
Go on.
This line, make America great again. When was it great to begin with?
Well, that's the thing. The whole great again, you know, this is where it was
I have
born.
An answer for that, but go ahead.
It was born from this whole, all of that's just grandiose talk. It was born from like something that the book of Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Like it was from the Ronald Reagan playbook, and he came out and he was like, he was talking about this whole, you know, it's morning in America, da da da. Let's make America great again. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, and it was one of those like, oh,
so it's plagiarized. I never knew that.
No, yeah, and it's from the Ronald Reagan playbook. This whole make America great again thing, and I was like, all right, well, whatever be, like do like. So his whole thing is like, I'm going to take, I know you're feeling their pain, because this is all he does. He's going on people's like, look, the global economical slowdown. That's the three words that I wanted from before.
Right.
Like, the global economic slowdown. Because here's the thing, everybody around the world is feeling this.
Yeah,
and it's feeling. I wish I had an economist to explain like the whole global economic slowdown as it pertains to like. You know, the effects of what happened in 2008 in America with the free market when the free market broke down. Because you remember, like in 2008, when the credit market crashed and all this stuff,
right.
And Lehman Brothers went out of business. Like when those big banks went out of business, you know, it affects everybody, but not just us. It affects everybody around the world because everything is so interconnected. You know. So, right. So pretty much this whole make, but going back to make America great again. Yeah. That's plagiarized off of Ronald Reagan. And thing is, people want to get back to this whole, you know, oh yeah, it's like back in after Carter took the presidency, and thing is, you know, like America wasn't what it was. And then Reagan came in, and then all of a sudden everything opened up, and I was like, yeah, but you're not seeing the full picture. You
right.
know what I'm saying? You know, like yes, Carter was a one-term president, da 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 da. But like Reagan, like I mean, like if we really want to break down Ronald Reagan, like he was the face to Donald Rumsfeld.
It was another role.
Yeah,
it was another role. He's an actor. He was a fucking actor. It was another role. He played the America's cowboy once again.
That's all he did.
Yeah. But to answer your, I mean, that's the
oh go ahead
the
yes.
Intellectual. Very intellectual, very well-spoken answer.
Well, thank you.
Short answer from the hood, right? When was America great to begin with? Before the Santa Maria landed. That's when it was great.
And there we go.
Before it was called America.
There we
that's
go.
That's when it was great, right?
When it was
period point blank.
When it was in the hands of the first people shout out to all first people. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, and shout out and shout out to the spirit to the spirits that are around the lands of the first people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Like, look, that's when America was truly gay.
That's right.
Untouched and appreciated for what it was
before the so-called gods landed.
Right before, you know what I'm saying? Like before these smallpox lace freaking blankets and everything like that. Are you kidding me?
Look, are you guys using this land? Are you using this? Can we just borrow this real quick?
I've got a basket full of trinkets.
You want a beer? I got a beer. You like beer? You like beer?
I got another good question here from my little brother, actually.
Go Cecilia ahead.
Vega, at Vega Built Gaming. He's asking, it's a pretty deep one, and this is something that I see he gets into it on Facebook a lot. He's
What's
pretty
that?
Political. You know, he stays woke.
Shout out to the Stay Woke crowd.
He hates that term.
Woke.
It's funny to me. His question is political alignment sufficient grounds for ending friendships / relationships? The frame being long, meaningful friendships, of course.
I think you need to listen to everybody on both sides. As much as people are fighting, like, you got to remember, you're not fighting a person. You're fighting an ideology.
Okay.
Like, here's the truth about it. Donald Trump is a grandfather. Donald Trump is a father.
Yeah.
Like, Donald Trump is a businessman, and thing is, Donald Trump, at the end of the day, you know, even though we try to question it, he's still an American, allegedly.
Probably a reptilian, most likely. Like, if it was anybody that was a candidate to be an actual reptilian, right, it'd probably be.
Maybe he's a Russian American. Look, the point is, like, but here's the thing. Donald Trump is a human being. I know you question that, but it's the truth. Right. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I do not necessarily hate the man. But the things that he tries to implement in the sense of, like, he's trying to put the blanket of, like, what he thinks is good for all,
yeah,
because, you know, this is what would make this country great again, is a farce. You are living in a place where, like, look, you do not acknowledge the fact that, A, this country is changing.
Yeah.
And as much as you want to scare yourself into thinking that, you know, well, if I do this, then we can just go back into the rabbit hole. Like, guess what? Like, the rabbit hole deals with gravity. And gravity understands, like, hey, like, that which was up is now down.
Yeah.
And, like, it's changing and it's over. Like, I'm not saying you can't necessarily do what you need. I'm not saying that it is over for certain people. It's but thing is, you need to address the fact that, like, hey, you know, like, your manufacturing town is no longer manufacturing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, hey, maybe you can open up a museum. Who knows what you can do here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There are some budding things happening with other industries that haven't even been tapped into.
All right. So then
we
want to talk about people just being blissfully ignorant, basically. That's just what's going on.
Absolutely.
There, right? So, you know, Trump's ideas, none of his ideas are his own in the first place. This is something that he does speak for a very large, if not the majority of this country. The majority of this country are fucking morons.
Well,
that's just a matter of the fact.
Well, you know what?
You know what I'm saying? They are blissfully ignorant, and they're lazy, and they don't want change because change makes them obsolete.
Well, that's what. Know? Well, the thing is, it feels like they're being left behind.
They should be, because you don't want to catch up.
Exactly. But here's the thing. They're living in fear.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole idea of this whole idea, flyover states. I'm like, yeah, all right, true.
I've never been over every fucking state.
Right. I'm like, I've never been to North Dakota. I've never been to South Dakota.
I have no ambition.
Montana, Idaho. I've never been to you. You're absolutely right.
I do want to go to Wisconsin. I like cheese.
I would like to go to there. They're, like, the Wisconsin Dells are amazing, by the way. That's that place is, apparently, that's where people from Chicago go to ski. They go to the Dells and everything like that.
Okay.
So boom. So shout out to the Wisconsin Dells, whatever. But at the same time, like, that doesn't mean you can't, you know, make yourself something different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
You know, for certain age groups, I can understand how you're holding on to something. But to try to act like you're holding on to something for the next generation is ridiculous. Coal miners, they're in their 50s, 60s, you know, 40s even. That I could understand the worry and the stress,
right,
of, like, oh, God, you know, they're going to close down my coal mine, or they're going to close down you know, the DAPL or whatever, what have you.
Right.
You know, it's like, that's all they know, and oil refineries and, you know, people that do the fracking and stuff like that. That's what they know. you know, and they're at a certain age where learning new things is not necessarily an option. So it's not as though it's not understandable. I think everything needs change needs to be done gradually, of course.
Right.
It can't be done overnight.
And with respect to the past, and at the same time, you know, embracing, you know, and embracing and respecting the space that you're in.
Right.
I understand that. And thing is, there's a, well, where's that town? In Pennsylvania, there's this, the coach of the Chicago Cubs. His last name is Madden. Anyway, so he lives in, Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Hazleton, Pennsylvania has a high Latino population now. You know, they used to be like one of these towns where they used to, big manufacturing town and everything like that. But all those jobs dried out, you know, and you have now most of these Latinos coming in. And thing is, it's a culture, like one is a culture shock.
Yeah.
Two, now the people who are in power are the people who grew up there. As opposed to like the people who are building the people power are the people who just emigrated there,
right.
And it's one of these things where it's like, look, you're like this, your town's not shutting down because you know it got super Latino all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You're going to have to embrace this,
yeah.
Because one, you're not dead. So if you're not dead, you got to start living
with the
truth.
That's
you know what I'm saying? This is happening.
Yeah.
All right, get over it. I'm not saying you need to get. I'm not saying you need to, you know, super embrace yourself and lose yourself into it. But you know, it's okay to understand, like, hey, like understanding other people's culture makes you a little more powerful.
You know, it is.
That's all it is,
man. Like, you know, I think we spoke about this before. I feel as though there is a fear that's almost instinctual,
right?
As we know, the human race is all one race. The,
right.
You know, black, white, all that stuff is all made up.
No, we all one. Yeah, lines. No, absolutely.
But tribalism is a very real thing. You know, cultures are real
true.
Things.
No, true.
So the tribalism, the instinctual nature of the tribes, the white tribe in this particular instance, it's a fact that 50 years from now, the white race is going to be the minority in this country, and there's no turning back from it.
And
it's going to be majority Latino in this country.
Right.
A Latino and, which a lot of people don't like to talk about, Afro-Latino.
Afro-Latino. And it's
Afro-Latino. A lot of people, they just say Latino. They just think it's just like Mexico's just moving on in, and that's
right.
It. No, it's Afro-Latino.
Right.
There's a lot of mixed race children that's going to be over here.
Right.
You know, that's going to be the majority.
You know,
part of
me
says a bunch of Stephen Curry's. Everybody's gonna like Stephen Curry.
Yo, part of me says
everybody's
like
everybody's gonna like Stephen Curry.
Part of me says like I think maybe this, like the time that we live in sense of like you know now that we're grown folks and everything, maybe it's not ours to actually see that day where it's like okay, you know this. We've gone past this. Maybe it's for our children. Because thing is, I think I believe.
But that should be the mentality always,
right? Because thing is, I really don't. And like especially after this election and seeing what's in the streets and everything like that. I'm like, are we really trying to go back? Go back to what exactly?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's, it's dirty. It's filthy. It's super political, and it doesn't work. And people need to stop. Stop themselves.
Just spread love, guys. Just like we did yesterday. Just
spread love.
Spread
love is Brooklyn way. That's all we can do.
Just spread love. Man.
Anyway. Oh, before we. We got like 10 minutes left in the show. I want to also do the halftime. Oh, this is the Black History Month halftime. This has been a rough month for Black History Month this year. Let's break down the facts. Beyonce lost
again.
Album of the year. Record of the year. And, you know, song of the year, whatever, it happens, you know what I'm saying? But she's pregnant with two, she'll be fine, you know, she looked great.
She did. She was glowing, literally.
Let's see, the Atlanta Falcons had a 28-3
didn't
point
watch that game.
Lead. Oh, my God. In the annals of history.
It's crazy.
My God. Yo, they made Tom Brady look like George Washington crossing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is like, just, like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, he just killed it. Yo, they made him look like white Jesus. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, leading them back. Like, oh, my God. I was there eating nachos when I watched Tom Brady, like, forge his way through that sea of Negroes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, this is ridiculous, B. Ridiculous.
It was amazing.
Yeah, but then, like, the cherry on top of this Black History Month that throws me off, Jeff Beauregard Sessions was affirmed as, you know what I'm saying, like the top, like, what was it, the top lawyer in the country.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
Attorney General.
The Attorney General. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy who's supposed to be there to be like, you know, who's supposed to be the backstop of justice.
Unbiased.
Yeah, I don't know about that word. Unbiased in him,
it's
I don't know.
It's never going to be in the same sentence ever.
New.
And, not the un part, at least.
Yeah, so with that, you know, if this is, like, if this was a game, and if Black History Month was a game, at halftime, we're down about maybe 25, 30 points. I don't know if we're going to make the playoffs on this
so
one.
So somebody just made a pretty interesting point. Beyonce no-showed NAACP Soul Train Awards and Black Girls Rock.
Okay. You know what?
So I guess your point is,
okay,
she deserved to lose.
Well, yeah. I don't know what you're trying to say there. Like, last night we took an L, but tonight we bounced back. Like, what are you trying to say?
Like, I mean, I wouldn't go to the BET Awards either, so.
I mean, you know, hey, shout out to BET. They're okay. BET. All right, well, fine. Be like that. You know, hey, we all we got.
She won awards at those shows and no-showed.
All right, well, this is true. This is true, you know. Like, maybe she had laundry that night. You ever thought about that? You know, sometimes, hey, you think the Beehive's doing her laundry? No.
They're doing,
no.
Dress fitting for that Grammy dress.
Yeah. Whatever. Like, whatever, man. Oh, hey, do me a favor. I got to do, before the show ends, I got to do my beer portion of the show. Boom. Let me. Oh, I'm going to break out this beer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is
Spanish?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What? Might as well.
That's in Spanish.
Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is directed to our beer portion of the show. We did the butt. I've been sweating, and this is the beer. Boom. It's like, this beer is the Estrella Jalisco. Is that what I'm saying? El cerveza.
I think that Jerry is pronounced like a
Jalisco.
Jalisco.
Estrella Jalisco.
Estrella Jalisco.
Estrella means stars. Jalisco means I don't know. Like, who's Jalisco? It's like, is it?
Fuck if I know.
No, okay, true. But it's imported from Mexico. Our new homeboys from Mexico.
Hey.
Which means this will be $16 by the end of the month. So shout out to them. But hold on.
I got it.
There goes the crack. Ah. And that is our beer portion of the show. Estrella Jalisco. It'll get you drunk. Boom. Now, moving on with the rest of the show. Let's see. So what did we learn today? Let's see. The country's in a dumpster fire, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't do your best.
Yeah.
Wake up, take a shower. We got about 6 minutes on. Oh. We got 6 minutes on the nose.
What'd you do for Valentine's Day?
What did I do for Valentine's Day? I was on the
stage. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, shout out to all the Valentine's folks. But now we're back to Thoughtsgiving. So, you know what I'm saying? So, hey. So
side piece Wednesday.
Shout out to all your side pieces. You know who you are. Because there are male and female side pieces. I think
used to be one, yeah.
I want to explain this.
Like, I was about that life. Was.
What? You were a side piece?
Yeah, a couple times.
Man, you were like high-priced side piece.
High-priced side piece.
This guy. Coming up.
I got taken to good dinners.
Coming to the stage.
What about the single ladies? Yeah, Danny. Yeah, shout out to the single ladies.
I'm just saying, so shout out to all the side pieces out there. It's good to hope that, you know what I'm saying, that one day it'll be you, you know? So, but... So keep hope alive, all right? You're going to be all right.
Keep alive, baby.
Yeah, but Thoughtsgiving is real. I'm just saying, like, people need to get back to your lives, you know? You know, stop buying, you know, like $45 worth of chocolate. That, you know,
yo, my homeboy bought like $50 worth of chocolate. Seriously? For himself.
Son.
He ate it with his two cats. My boy Bryce. Shout out to Bryce, yo. I just hung out with him today for the first time in years. It was hilarious.
There you go. Shout out to Bryce. Yeah. There you go. With like living out the saying, I love me some me.
That's right.
That's right.
God, you know, love you first, man.
There you go. If you don't love yourself, who gonna love you? You gotta love you.
I love you.
You know what I'm saying? Boom.
Big voodoo.
Always, all the time. Anyway, before we wrap up, is there anything you want to plug, push? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you.
Let's see. Plug a couple things. At Vega Bill Gaming for my little brother. I would like to Shout out to my wife. She's a wonderful artist.
She is.
Her Instagram handle is _pages_from_the_black_book. She does wonderful Afrocentric based artwork.
Okay.
Charcoal is her medium. Also, shout out to myself.
Okay.
My Instagram handle is it's Mr_Voodoo. That's ITSMR_VOODOO.
Boom.
Check that out. Holla at me. Me and my wife, we do a little side hustle. We do styling. We do closet clean outs, things like that. You know, if you want to get your style upgraded for this upcoming spring and summer, holla at us. You know, we
cool.
got you.
And you do that locally, right?
That's yeah, we like, do it locally. We locally drive around. We go check out your closet, tell you what you need to keep, tell you when that you need to sell, what you're going to get some money off of, and tell you what you need to donate, you know, give it to charity. There's always going to be somebody that needs something. Nothing goes in the garbage.
There you go.
You know?
Boom. And I've been to y'all spot a couple of times. Yeah. Y'all keep a really, like, cool, eclectic,
try to,
you know, type of spot. You know what I'm saying? Very, like, some people would call it artsy-fartsy. I would say, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just taking to a step.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? To another level where, like everywhere in your house is like a thinking piece. I'm like, okay.
That's the idea. That's the idea, man. We try to, you know, and even stuff like that. You know, we also do a little bit of that. We could do some remodeling of your house. You know, we do a lot. We do a lot. Holla at us. Holla at me. Send me a little DM or my wife. You know, we get busy.
All right, cool. So, yeah, man. But yeah, that's...
And shout out to you, sir, for having me on this show.
What?
Like, Sweat and Beers. I am very happy. I've been wanting to be on this show for a very long time now. I'm a long time listener, big time fan.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Oh my God! But you're like apparently you are the star of the day because my sister just hit me up on the iMessage. She was like, who is your co-star? He's cute. Now is he tall? LOL. It's like boom. Oh, that's okay. We're gonna be all right.
I'm average size, 5'8".
What are you talking about? He's gonna be all right.
My license.
Look at this guy. Like, well, like he's taller in real life. You're gonna be all right.
There you go.
Whatever. Like,
I wear Tim's.
You know what I'm saying? He's not in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? But neither are you, girl. So stop playing. What are you talking about? All right. So take it like a little time. I'm sick and tired of like women who are like 5'1" talking about. Well, I need a tall man. Like
everybody's taller than you.
Exactly. Get over yourself.
You'll be all right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, really? Do you want to break your neck every time you kiss him? Is that what it is? I want to look up into the stars when I kiss him.
Well, then, that's not a star. You're having a seizure. Like, breaking your sir.
Exactly.
Your neck, your vertebrae there.
Get over yourself. Anyway. Boom. All right. We're going to wrap up this show. Let me see if I can play some music. Folks, you've been wonderful out there. Shout outs to all of you. I'm going to get out of here. Like, if you're on Radio Free Brooklyn, Ear Hammers next with Ramel. Like,
hey.
Boom, it's making happening. So, boom, I love you all. Shout out to my boy Voodoo. Like, boom, ladies, get it all in now. Like, boom. If you know, it's okay. If you got to go snap the pictures, please, by all means, use that for later.
Get your screenshots
in now, okay? Boom, this is not like Snapchat. Like the video will be going down forever. Anyway, hold on. Let me get back to myself, you know, For ladies who like a nice little cuddly man and everything like that, who does the dishes at night, you know, I like free jogging in the park and things of that nature. Anyway, you've all been wonderful. Like, it's been a blessed hour where we're just talking, like living the dream. Anyway, I wish you all well. Do right, be right, stay right, act right. You know what I'm saying? Don't let circumstances get you knocked the fuck out there. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You know what I'm saying? You got bills to pay, so make that happen. All right? But your bills ain't you. Live your life. Be right. Act right. Feel right. And do right. All right? I'll catch you next time. Stay up. One.
Love.